Why have you been standing here all day long doing nothing? How well would you take that question if it came from a spouse, parent, your child, a boss, or anyone else that you may love? Would it trigger some negative emotion within you? Would you be offended? Defensive? Maybe you've had this encounter before and you know exactly how you would react. Take a minute to think about how you would react if someone called you out on how you spend your time. I'm guessing that most of you hearing this are always busy. Your plates are full. There's not a moment of the day that doesn't seem like it's filled with something. Well, unlike Christmas, to me, which seems almost unavoidably busy, Lent seems to lend itself more to a slowdown, to widen the lens on our lives, to be super reflective, to use the times of fasting to go deeper. And within the darkness of Lent, within the slowness, can we ask a difficult question of ourselves? Here it is. Is it possible to be doing something all the time and also doing nothing during some of that time? Again, is it possible to be doing something all the time and also doing nothing during some of that time when you're always doing something? The question that I opened up this reflection with is actually Christ's own question for today. So while in our modern life we are rarely caught doing nothing, what I tease out from this question is similar to one of our earlier questions that called us to look at our priorities and our values. We can look again and ask, what am I doing with my time each day? Do I call on the Lord to be in charge of my schedule and ask Him first what needs to be done? Am I prioritizing my day such that it gives way to being able to eat healthy, get enough movement, have my much needed prayer time, etc.? How much of my time gets sucked into the vortex of screen time or social media that doesn't have a fruitful end or a fruitful purpose? And I get it. We are all guilty of dinking around, escaping, checking out. But it's worth noticing when and why it happens. So while personally I don't hear today's question as Christ saying, I do nothing all day and why is that, but as does how I use my time give way to good health habits? Does it bear fruit for me, my family, my community? Is my time used on purposeful pursuits, meaningful prayer, service to others? If you don't already call on the Holy Spirit to guide you throughout your day and what you do, start giving that a try. Ask the Holy Spirit throughout the day for when you need to be rerouted in the event that what you're doing falls into the category of quote unquote nothing. And nothing isn't to be confused with much needed rest or whatever else you need to do to manage stress that might look to an outsider as you're being lazy or selfish. I hope most of us know self-care actually reboots your body and your soul so that you can be a better service to others. Just like the other day when we talked about self-love is not selfish, it's merciful. Self-care is not selfish. It is the foundation of being able to be of better service to others. I am praying for you today. I'm praying for the answers to all these questions, to breathe new life into the flow of your day today. So I'm going to leave you with Christ's question from Matthew chapter 20, verse 6. About the 11th hour, he went out and found still others standing around. He asked them, "Why have you been standing here all day long, doing nothing?" About the 11th hour, he went out and found still others standing around. He asked them, "Why have you been standing here all day long, doing nothing?"